Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
I saw this yesterday. Stalker found this story from The Sun. Super Bowl 59 ticket prices are plummeting.
Yes.
As fans are basically predicting, or maybe this is just an indicator, of the Chiefs' fatigue. I got to tell you, I'm glad, Tony, we don't do sports anymore because, my God, 2 weeks of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift and media days, I would just want to get to Super Bowl Sunday without blowing my head off. But I do think it's now upon Philadelphia Eagle fans to, and obviously the football team, to deny the Chiefs a three-peat so we can eradicate them from our everyday news cycle. I can't take much more of it, sir.
Well, you know, you got to give them credit, though. I mean, that's what they do. They win, and they find ways to win.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is, what to me, my favorite stat of all of this, because there's going to be a lot of nonsense the next couple of weeks, but that Andy Reid is the most, he's the winningest coach in Eagles history, and he's the winningest coach in Chiefs history. I mean, I don't think that's ever happened in the history of the National Football League.
Yep.
You know, the Andy Reid was great here. He didn't win a Super Bowl, but he went to a bunch of championship games. Mm-hmm. And now he's in Kansas City, and he's a lock Hall of Famer. So he's going to be in the Eagles Hall of Fame, the Chiefs Hall of Fame, and in the NFL Hall of Fame. So everybody was ripping Andy Reid because he couldn't get over the hump. You got to give this guy, and Spagnuolo, look at the Philadelphia connection between these two teams. You got John Spagnuolo, not John Spagnuolo, he was a tight end, he was a good friend. You got their coaching staff. You got Andy Reid. You know, there's so many things between these two teams. The only thing we don't have in common, well, we have Kelce brothers in common too.
True.
But you notice, I hate to say this, I think Jason Kelce held the Eagles back last year by playing another season and not allowing Cam Jurgens to go out there and play. Look, Jason Kelce leaves, Cam Jurgens comes in, and they go to a Super Bowl. Mm. Sorry, Jason.
Oh,
you're done, bro.
Yeah.
Jason, I'm done with Jason Kelce.
Me too.
No, he's a great guy.
Me too.
But you know what? You know what he's doing? And I don't have any problem with this or any other athlete or radio personality or – he's taking advantage of everything's coming his way. And, you know, as a lineman, you don't get those chances in the NFL. You know, centers don't get endorsement deals and TV shows and late night shows and everything else.
Yeah, some radio hosts don't get endorsements either. It's unbelievable.
Well, they shouldn't. I mean, they should be running the board for the new show that comes at 1 a.m. on the Jim Acosta radio network. Jim Acosta overnight. Jim Acosta should be the overnight conspiracy guy, you know, like the old Art Bell used to sit in the desert at Las Vegas and talk about UFOs.
That's what
Jim Acosta should do, a late night UFO show. And then we can have some Philadelphia personalities pop in. I'll call in every once in a while and throw them off, you know, because Jim Acosta, he is. I mentioned Dan Rather.
Yeah.
Jim Acosta is the modern day fake news king. Is he not?
Agreed.
The smugness of him, the fact that he says, did you play the clip of him saying, I want you to go outside and open the window
yeah.
and tell everybody we're not going to take this.
Yeah, can we? Yeah, let's play that again.
That's
if we
my
can.
Favorite card.
I played
That's
that,
got to be
yeah.
drops, Nick. You got to have drops.
Yeah, I used it in the Big Take this morning. Phil, if we can have clip one from the Big Take. Here's Jim Acosta.
It's never a good time to bow down to a tyrant. I've always believed it's the job of the press to hold power to account. I've always tried to do that here at CNN, and I plan on doing all of that in the future. One final message. Don't give in to the lies. Don't give in to the fear. Hold on to the truth and
hold
to hope.
On.
Even if you have to get out your phone, record that message. I will not give in to the lies.
I will not give in to the lies.
Fear.
I will not give in to the fear.
So people can hear from
I'm posting
you.
It. I will not give in to the lies. I'm going to open my window now and scream as loud as I can. I'm as mad as hell, and I can't take this anymore.
Yeah, Merrill Reese, your thoughts on Jim Acosta?
I feel for him.
Yeah, we all do. We all do.
I don't feel for him.
No, you're right. I don't either. I do feel for the ICE agents that had to come into Philadelphia yesterday and risk their lives to protect our lives because politicians decided to let people into the country illegally. But even right here, Tony, in North Philadelphia, seven illegal immigrants arrested at a car wash, which, by the way, has to suck washing cars when it's 18 degrees out. I'm just saying.
Exactly. I remember I used to go to the car wash at Broad and Reed in South Philly. And those guys, they're out there, you know, if it rains, they close. If it snows, they can't open up. But the second the weather is nice, where everything isn't instantly freezing on your car, they open it up. And it used to be a $2 car wash. Then it went up. Here we have unlimited car washes. Florida and California, there's a car wash every 50 feet here. And they keep opening new ones. Car washes, the good thing is you pay $30 a month and you get unlimited washes.
Oh, nice.
So in Philly and places that are cold,
yeah,
like Philly and New York, you know, these people have a hard time making ends meet because a lot of times they're closed. So yeah. I don't know. I think they were detained, but there were protesters. You notice there's always protesters out there, and they always look the same. A bunch of gray-haired old women holding signs. They have no idea what they're there for. And they're saying, wait a minute, you want me to hold a sign out in front of a car wash?
Yep.
And it's cold. You know, go inside. Go into a mall. Well, there aren't any malls anymore. Go inside, relax. Watch the view, ladies.
Yep.
Don't go standing out in front of car washes. I mean, you're not a hero, okay? You're not a hero because you think that people who shouldn't be here legally need to stay here. Take them into your house. How about that? Mm-hmm. Take them in your, take Selena Gomez, open up your big mansion. By the way, the Pope and all of the bishops out there, the Jesuit bishop yesterday, I'm sure you saw this, Dawn, telling everybody, hey, you know what? This is not what we stand for. Yeah. Are you serious right now? Catholic Charities and all these other groups don't realize that what they're doing is absolutely against everything that the Catholic Church used to stand for. They're not saying anything about abortion. They're not saying anything about child molestation. Yeah. They're not saying anything about anything except that people who are in the country illegally have a right to be here. And that's you know, as Caroline Leavitt said yesterday, they're here illegally. Well, they're not all criminals, but they broke the law. When I was on a cruise ship and I was stuck in one day, I was on a cruise ship. I had a heart attack. I had to go. Robin had to go to the consulate so that I can get my... I was not allowed to be in the country because I was on a cruise ship and you get a one-day visa. If you stay over, and I had to stay for a week, you have to legally go to the consulate and get a visa so that you can stay for more than a day. So don't give me this crap about you. Anybody can go to any country and stay in there. If I decided to live in Curacao, they would hunt me down and throw me the hell out.
Well, according to The View's Sonny Hostin, it's not being in the country illegally is not a crime.
Oh, boy. Law degree from Notre Dame.
Can you roll this, Phil?
87% support deporting criminal undocumented migrants.
I don't know anybody in the world who wants to keep the criminals. Yeah. I don't know anybody.
That's where you should be focused.
Can I say something? Because, you know, we keep on talking about criminals and immigrants being criminals. And I just want people to understand what the facts are and the stats are, is that undocumented immigrants are much less likely to have committed crimes than American citizens. American citizens commit more crimes than anyone who is undocumented. I also want to make the point that an undocumented immigrant is not a criminal because he or she is undocumented. That is a civil offense. So to call people illegals is in and of itself, I think, xenophobic and racist.
She's wrong, one. Secondly, she would know about civil law because she has to read a disclaimer every time she slanders Matt Gaetz from her bosses. So she's got civil law figured out. And then lastly, no, it's not an apples-to-apples comparison of Americans committing crime versus illegal immigrants committing crimes in this country, because there's roughly 300 million legal American citizens to what? How the 20 million illegals?
342 million almost, compared to max 22 million.
That whole show should just be off the air. It's wrong on everything.
Well, not this show. No, we have to keep this on.
Yeah.
No, the fact that they're still on the air is a. I mean, ABC's the lawsuits keep piling up for ABC and all of these corrupt media groups who are out there spouting stuff, and they're going to be held accountable, and they should. Because listen, you can give your own opinion, but you can't make up rules about the law.
Right.
I mean, her own husband is in trouble with the law.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Big
son
trouble.
Of husband's trouble. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Does she talk about that? No, not at all. And so the bottom line is this. You, If you overstay, if you can have a visa and be legally in the country, but if you overstay your visa, then you are a criminal. If you enter through a wall and an opening in the wall and you go into any country, you are illegally in the country. Overstaying a visa, you can get a visa and be legally in the country. When I was a kid, I used to go pick stuff in New Jersey, you know, blueberries down, because kids would do it and make money. And there are people from other countries who come in every year and pick crops in this country. And then most of the time they go back to their countries of origins. That's what we've had forever in this country. In the places where vegetables and fruit, New Jersey, you name it, California, a lot of the people, now they just stay in the country. And that's what has to be determined, whether or not they should stay legally, if they should stay only for a certain amount of time. That's for the law to decide. But when you have TV people and you have the Catholic Church and Catholic Charities, which has now basically put a target in its own back, and you know this, Don, they're out there saying that because about this freeze of federal funds, and the best part about X is that Chuck Schumer's on there lying every hour about what Trump is doing yep. with all of this freeze of federal spending, and he's being community noted every single time he spouts a lie. That's the best part of X. Even people, elected officials, Congress people, Chuck Schumer, the biggest lying sleazebag of them all. Yes. He is the worst. Hey, you know what? I wrote to Chuck Schumer last night. I said, hey, Chuck, don't worry about all the lies you're spouting about what's being defunded. People aren't losing their Medicare. People aren't losing their WIC benefits. That stuff hasn't been frozen. They're freezing all of these places, the NGOs, non-governmental organizations that are getting hundreds of billions of dollars, and nobody knows where that money goes. Mm-hmm. That's what we all want. Yep. If you run a business and you have some employee stealing from you, and then when you go do your inventory, you want to figure out who's stealing your money, right? And then you go and fire that person. The government's the only place where you can steal money, have people getting money from the government that they didn't earn, and then do whatever they want with it and not be held accountable.
Yep.
Well, I mean, I'm accountable for, you know, everybody who has a credit card, everybody who has a mortgage, a gas bill, electric bill, water bill, you're accountable for that. And if you don't pay it, sometimes they shut it off. I mean, they do it in cities. They turn off people's electricity and water and gas. That's, to me, is an outrage, because they should be able to work that out. But don't tell me NGOs who are spilking money should not be audited. We should know where the money goes. We are the taxpayers. That's the problem. And I think this Trump thing with the NGOs has them all worried now, because they don't want the gravy train to end.
Mm-hmm. By the way, going back to what Sonny Hostin said, just to fact check here for a second, illegally entering the United States is a federal crime.
Yes.
So it's not a civil.
Exactly.
It's like she doesn't even understand law.
There's a statute for that.
She must be the worst lawyer. I mean, lawyers are hideous anyway.
I know.
Sorry, don't get me started with that.
Yeah. It's amazing. She got through Notre Dame, and I had to quit after 3 months at night school. But anywho,
she shouldn't even be on night court, Sonny Hostin. By the way, is that reboot still on, or did that go off the air?
They did reboot Night Court. Yes, I did see that.
Is it still on though?
Yeah, I don't know if it's Court TV or some.
No, it's Night Court, and they have the only guy that's back is the big tall guy. What's his name?
The one actor
that was on the original,
Martin Mull.
Not the ball. No, he's no longer with us.
No, he's not.
The one guy who was the annoying guy, he's back.
John Larroquette?
Yes, John Larroquette.
Yeah.
But everybody else, they have a different judge now. They have a chick judge.
Yeah.
And there's anything wrong with chick judges.
Yeah, Judge Judy.
Some of those. Not Judge Judy. Not Judge Marion Million on the People's Court.
Listen,
there's some hot judges.
Yeah.
If I had to go to court and there was a hot Latina judge up there, I would say guilty. Guilty as charged, Your Honor.
Yeah.
Guilty as charged.
I'd walk right in and be like,
holy cow.
Yeah. Thank you, Harry Enton. I think we're done, Bruno. I think we've covered it all.
Are we done already?
I think we're done, yeah.
Are we done?
We're going to shut it down. Just like the water in California. Turn it off. That's it.
Turn the spigot on.
There you go. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Tony.
We love you, Tony.
We love you, buddy.
God bless every one of you. Enjoy your life. Have fun. And I'm leaving the tree up till after the Super Bowl. And I,
good luck.
Last thing, I got to thank the Eagles for one thing more importantly than the Super Bowl. I thank the Eagles for getting us to that transition era period between the end of football season and baseball spring training. Now, you know, now we got – the good thing is now we have this smooth transition.
Yep.
Eagles win or lose, and hopefully they win. We'll celebrate. And then, boom, a couple of days later – Clearwater, Florida, baby. Spring training. Rich Cioli and I will be hanging down there.
Yeah.
You
guys will be at the game tweeting out pictures, unaware that the other person is doing the same exact thing two rows over like last year.
That's right. This time I'm going to find. I've never met Rich Cioli.
Wow.
That's hard to believe. I was in the same row with him. Same row in the same place up with the Phillies train in Clearwater. This time, I mean, we may have to do a live show.
Wow. I mean, he doesn't come in anymore, so we've never met him either.
Stop. He's had life threatening. He had surgery.
Greg, stop it. He's a family
man.
He's in
the hospital.
I think we should do a show live.
He knows
right
I love
there
him.
At the right there at the bar. You know, it's the big tiki bar. You know, where the Phillies play.
Yeah.
Could you imagine Cioli doing a live show in the afternoon with people getting absolutely drunk as skunks?
My goodness.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I would definitely pay for that.
Drunk as a skunk. Yeah, we'll get a Delco's cheesesteak. I mean, it'll be like Philly South. We're going to bring it. Football season will end, and then we'll move on to the Phillies, and we'll sit outside in the beautiful sunshine of clear water.
You think you're thankful for filling in the dead period. Imagine how the guys down the hall talking sports feel.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine, like, if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, what the hell are they going to talk about for months? Do we fire Nick? Like, what? Fire Nick Sirianni.
I got to figure out what I'm going to do.
Let's
for the
go Phillies and let's go Flyers. Well, the Sixers and Flyers are, you know, they're winning a little bit, but it's all about baseball after this.
Yeah,
this is, remember, the Phillies took us into the Eagles season, and now the Eagles are taking us back into the Philly season. That's what's perfect about the mesh, the intertwining of baseball and football.
The Eagles!
In the city of Philadelphia.
Exactly. Amen.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
All right, no more of Bruno, less of Bruno, more of commercials as we continue. Thank you, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
Good night, everybody!
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
Tony
everybody. Bruno.
Good night, everybody.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Paul writes in. He says, what's worse for Nick's health, King Shooter's range or Jimmy Dean's breakfast?
Actually, I'm being ripped on Twitter because people said, well, the Nutri-Grain bar, that's not really healthy, Nick. I get it. It's not healthy, but it beats eating, a sticky bun or something.
A sticky bun.
Donut or something like that. So
sticky buns.
They say it's healthy on the label, so it has to be true.
Look at the ingredients. What are the ingredients? No, seriously. Talk about the ingredients.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got sugar.
Real sugar? That's better than fructose.
Riboflavin.
Oh, boy.
Niacin.
Yeah, no. Come on, man.
And all kinds of crap.
Read it.
Strawberry. It says good source of calcium and iron. No high fructose corn syrup.
That's good.
Energy for any time of the day. 8 grains of whole grains. I'm not a big fan of these, but my wife got them at Sam's Club, so I was like, whatever.
Oh, sure. Blame?
Yeah.
Blame. They were on sale.
They were on sale, and she's a bulk buyer. Well, you get more for you. Okay. Yeah, but you still got to pay more. All right. Anywho, let's get to, what are we going to do? We're going to do the news. Yeah, let's get to Dawn Stensland's Big 3 at 9:27.
It's the Big 3 at 9 on Kale & Company.
Big 3 at 9, and we are sponsored this morning by Piazza Auto Group. Number one, from the Big 3 to Gold Bar Bob, facing sentencing today, facing up to 15 years behind bars. We know that Gold Bar Bob, he was convicted, obviously, but still blaming his wife, who still hasn't gone to trial because, you know, she is battling cancer.
Yeah, stage 4 breast cancer, I believe, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So he's got gold bars. He's Gold Bar Bob, and I'm Nutri-Grain Bar Nick. That my bars aren't going to get me in the joint.
So he did. This is just the disgrace. New Jersey former senator, of course, and since from live from Mara Bruno. Tony Bruno mentioned Andy Kim. Andy Kim went for his seat. That's why Andy Kim is a senator right now in New Jersey.
Yep.
But he is asking to delay his prison sentence as he's still appealing that gold bar Bob bribery conviction that we've talked a lot about and covered.
Yeah, Bob, you can keep appealing, you can keep delaying, you're going away for all day, as Sean Connery said in The Untouchables.
Well, you know, we'll see. He resigned in disgrace, what was that, August?
Mm-hmm.
And so still trying to, you know, they're saying that he's a lifelong public servant and trying to push this off. He is 71 years young, but he faces 15 years behind bars.
Odds are he will die in jail if he were to serve the full 15.
And that's essentially what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that one going on. Number two, as we look at confirmation hearings today, Maha, a lot of controversy now over RFK Jr. That's really the focus, as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will, you know, face this questioning. But even his own family member, as the daughter of the late JFK, of course, Caroline Kennedy Schlossberg, she had come out and ripped him, saying that no one should vote for him in the Trump administration, saying that, in fact, he is a predator because he has birds of prey and he feeds the birds of prey little animals that he kills.
And he throws boar carcasses out into Central Park. And he does a lot of that stuff. I've said, and we'll do a big take on Bobby tomorrow because the Senate confirmation stuff starts in about 30 minutes with him. I still believe if you were to rank them, Cash Patel, Tulsi Gabbard, Bobby Kennedy, I think Bobby Kennedy will face the toughest challenge to get in.
No.
Really?
I
still believe
Tulsi.
That.
Yeah,
yep,
Tulsi's toast. I hate to say it. She is.
Toast? Wow.
Number three, I'll go with this one, that Elon Musk, that Donald J. Trump, President Trump, has tasked Elon with getting and rescuing, really, two brave astronauts who've been virtually abandoned in space, lost in space by the former President Joe Biden. And so Trump says they've been waiting for many months on the International Space Station. Elon will soon be on his way, and hopefully all will be safe. Good luck.
Would you rather be abandoned with a withdrawal from Afghanistan or in space? I mean, I can't imagine what those people are going through. Now, I get it, they train and the whole bit, but, you know, you're up there and you don't know when you're able to come back. And I think I saw, because Polymarket has odds on everything, 85% chance that they will be rescued by Elon Musk by April. Could you imagine just hanging out in space until April, waiting for somebody to come get you?
No. And there was question for the female astronaut. She had lost a ton of weight, and there were people, because, you know, every once in a while they send a video or what have you. And so there were health questions, I think, as well.
Can she launch an OnlyFans from space?
By the way, I've said this before, and I'm going, Donald probably slapped me for this. I don't care. I stick by this. If that astronaut, the female astronaut, is a mother, she should be ashamed of herself for going up there.
Wow. Whoa.
I can't believe you just said that.
Of course I did. And I waited until 9:32 to do it.
So you're saying because you're a mom, you can't risk your life for the betterment of society or the general country?
Let me rephrase. If it's a mother with a young child.
Okay.
If it's a mother with a young child.
Oh, no. So you opened up a can of worms here. So Christy Noem, let's say if Christy Noem had a young child. Should she be ashamed of herself because she's tracking down bad hombres?
She should be ashamed of herself because she shoots dogs.
Okay.
But aside from that, yes, I believe that if a child loses a mother, they're an orphan. Let me repeat that. If a child loses a mother, they're an orphan.
So you are
us
telling,
fathers can only do so much.
Right.
We ain't replacing the mother.
That's right. That's why daddy cocktails and not mommy. So you're saying that basically women should take risk-free jobs?
While their children stay
in the office?
While their children are young. If their children are 18 and above, they can do whatever the hell they want to.
Dawn Stensland, you want to come into the middle studio and handle some business and I'll wrap up your sponsor?
No, I mean, I love that he celebrates mothers. And his wife, who he always gives so much credit to, which is beautiful. I looked it up. So all seven astronauts on Space Shuttle Discovery's mission, they were all parents, 20 children among, you know, all of them collectively, not with each other, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But and the astronauts' children ranging in age from 6 to 26.
Yeah. 18 to 26, those parents, fine.
Okay.
The one
under, oh, teenagers too.
Six, absolutely not. Absolutely not. You're basically, you're saying to your kid, sorry, mommy has to go do this.
Or you're saying something to your husband that I really hate you and I don't want to divorce you, so I'm going to go to space.
You bring a child into this world, then that is your primary responsibility, in my opinion.
By the way, I just looked it up. The approximate annual salary for a NASA astronaut in 2024. $152,258. It's like going into Congress.
Yes. Yeah, so, well, think about that. Astronauts who have a high level of education, high quality scientists, and they make what, 20 more?
20 grand more.
More than 20 grand less than a congressional
that's
member.
That's right.
See, that's messed up.
It is. I agree.
If you ask me.
I agree. AOC makes more than a true space cadet.
I believe that the lone mother astronaut for Discovery who's at the ISS, I believe she's Nicole Stott. So I guess when she first went, how old is her child now? Because when she first went up, had a 7-year-old.
That's hideous. That's hideous.
But I'm not sure if she is the one.
She should be ashamed of herself.
Well, not ashamed.
Yes.
Nicole Stott is 62.
Okay, then it can't be her.
Okay, yeah. American engineer, and I can see her in her jumpsuit. 62.
So I have to find the, I don't know if that's her. I apologize.
Okay.
I'll look that up. But I don't know. I think that everybody, you know, obviously they discuss it with their families. I think that for Nicole, her husband is also an astronaut. So it's kind of their, it's kind of in their blood, if you will.
Let husband go up there and do all the death-defying things that you do because, yeah, let's face it, if a child loses a father, mom will remarry, stepdaddy will be just fine.
Yeah.
Stepdaddy will be just fine.
I have no interest in space. God bless those that do. I have no interest in going down to the abyss of the ocean and looking at a sunken ship.
Look, EKZ wrote in this morning, he said, the only thing I hate about Greg are his bad hot takes. And this may be a bad hot take, and I don't care.
Yeah.
But I do believe that mothers who have young children, children, honestly, up to the age of like 18, should not be in dangerous jobs.
Well, in this life, there are bad hot takes and good big takes.
Thank
and you.
You
get them both on this show.
Thank you.
I would say with the majority of people I know, I would agree with Greg. There are a few that I would say the dads are actually better, believe it or not. But I would say I mostly agree with Greg. I do think that moms are underrated in this country, and we have to start celebrating the important job of motherhood.
Yes, Nick and I and Larry cannot do what Kristen, Steph, and Dawn Stensland do.
That's correct.
There's no replacing.
Nope.
There's no replacing what a mother can do.
Yes.
Nothing.
Thank you.
So just based on this, let's just go a little further as we skin stalker alive here in the final 25 minutes. So if Steph wanted to go parachuting or jump out of an airplane,
I would say you're going to have to divorce me.
From 30,000 feet. There's a 0.0001% chance that the chute doesn't open and you're stuck with the kid.
No.
It's a flat no. It's a hard no.
No, you're not doing anything. You're not doing anything.
You would say wait until your son's 18. Sorry.
Yeah. Once my son's 18, she can do whatever the hell she wants to. If she wants to jump out of a plane, that's cool.
With or without the chute.
Stop.
Episode of Married with Children, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bud went, whatever they call it, parachuting. What's the technical?
Skydiving.
Skydiving.
To
impress a chick and get laid, and he never got laid.
By the way, her name is Sunny Williams, the NASA astronaut who's right now stuck in space along with astronaut Butch Wilmore.
Okay.
And they've been stranded on the ISS, the International Space Station.
And is probably happier than Sunny Hostin on The View.
Margaret.
Totally.
Margaret writes in, Greg, what if you are a female police officer? Again, if you have a child and you're a female police officer out there in the line of duty, it's completely irresponsible.
Wow.
Wow.
This is amazing. You gotta say.
Why do you say this at 9?
Yeah. What about like 7:15?
You know. So what jobs should mothers not put themselves at risk?
Yeah, because they're create a list.
I mean, I have a conflict with this because on one hand, I love that he's saying
you can't say
mothers are precious.
All right, we have females coming to the rescue.
I understand. I understand people saying. I understand people saying that, like, you take a risk every day. You drive on 95. I understand that. I am talking about jobs. Like, a police officer is a dangerous job.
Yeah.
An astronaut or space going up in space is a dangerous job. That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
I'm not talking about average jobs where you might die if you do this.
Sure. Being a police officer was dangerous enough before the defund the police movement started. Now it's three times as worse.
Fish and Mike asks if driving is okay. Yes, driving is okay. I get it.
Is driving.
No, but your wife works remotely, so you probably banned her from going to the office, too. Marilyn's in Delaware. We haven't spoken with her in a while. But she's here to rescue Stalker. Hello, Marilyn.
Hello, darling. I hope you've all had a great Christmas and New Year. And I agree with Greg.
Thank you, Marilyn. I appreciate it.
Any additional context as to why you agree, or you just agree?
I agree because I'm a mom who worked pretty much forever. And even when I wasn't supposed to, I still tried. And I'm having trouble getting Social Security. And I have a special needs son. And I agree that women, with this day and age and wanting to be men, just ain't happening.
Mm, okay. Well, Marilyn, thank you.
A woman just can't.
Right. No, I got you. Thank you very much. There she is. I'm trying to find Marilyn. I have her on my board. Oh, here's Marilyn.
Nick, now listen.
Thank you, Marilyn. Good to hear from you again. All right, Dawn, you were saying.
Shafe, barefoot and pregnant. That's not what I'm saying, dude. Shafe, I love you, man. We met at the mock debate. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not old school like that. I am saying that if you have a young child, that needs to be your number one responsibility as a mother. Because as fathers, we just can't provide the same sort of stuff, love, affection, whatever. Yes, we do it in our own way, but we can't do the same thing that mothers do.
Jimmy Kelly says yesterday was the anniversary of the Challenge disaster where a mother was killed.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Jimmy Kelly just got a raise.
Irresponsible.
There you go.
What else is irresponsible? We need to break.
Yes.
All right, so quick sponsor. So it looks like Suni Williams and her husband adopted a daughter, but her daughter is now either in her late teens or already 18.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
But they're going to rescue them.
She can go risk her life. That's fine.
Well, let's get rescued by Piazza Auto Group, who we love. Purchase the all-new Acura ZDX with an incredible 0% financing for 72 months plus complimentary charging bundles. So just visit them, Piazza Acura of Ardmore, Reading, or Westchester. You can always shop PiazzaAcura.com, PIAZZA. Thank you, Piazza Auto Group, for sponsoring our Big Three.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Coming up next, today in music history, our morning mystery movie clip, and also what is on tap for the Dawn Show as we wrap up a Wednesday. It may be a bad take. Who knows? We have 15 more minutes. Back after this.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Let's get to what occurred today in music history.
That happened on this day in music history. Music history. History on Kale and Company.
Today, January 29th, we celebrate the birthday of Eddie Jackson from Queensryche, who's 64, and Johnny Lang, who's now 44. Heavenly birthday shouts to Tommy Ramone and David Byron from Uriah Heep. We also lost Hilton Valentine from The Animals in 2021 and James Ingram from 2019. Sings include Kentucky Rain by Elvis in 70 and Drops of Jupiter by Train in 2001. Albums include Doubt by Jesus Jones in 91. Picture This by Huey Lewis in 82. Ironbound by Overkill in 2010. Stephen Wolf's debut in 68. Abigail 2 by King Diamond in 2002, and the Choir Boys' debut in 1990. Also in 89, Billy Joel sang the national anthem at Super Bowl 23. In 62, Peter, Paul, and Mary signed with Warner Brothers Records. In 83, Men at Work was atop both the British and U.S. singles chart. In 67, Brian May of Queen attended a show that included Jimi Hendrix as well as The Who. And in 61, Bob Dylan met his idol, Woody Guthrie. But lastly, you may recall the Justin Bieber arrest story I mentioned last week where he was racing his Lamborghini in Miami Beach. Well, on this day in 2014, more than 100,000 people signed a petition to deport him out of the country and back to Canada as a result of that arrest. Oh, also real quick, Nine Inch Nails tickets go on sale today at noon. So looking forward to that show on August 27th. For Kale and Company.
Yeah, Bieber, get out. Yeah.
Get the hell out.
And then once you go back to Canada, Poilievre will deport you at another country.
We should have deported him.
You should.
We should have.
There you go. Dawn is in charge at the 10 o'clock hour. As we approach 7 minutes from now, we find out what she has lined up.
Yeah, we have so much breaking, all the developments, and of course on Capitol Hill, we'll get to all of it. You won't miss a thing with RFK Jr., but there's a lot of talking and bloviating that happens ahead of that. So we'll cut to the chase, and you won't miss a thing with RFK Jr. He will be taking questions today. We will also have, coming up, we'll learn more inside of Delaware County and some of the suburbs, raising your taxes. What's going on with that, and how are they receiving all of this DEI, the freezing issue that the Trump executive orders? We'll take you through all of that. Coming up at the top of the 11 o'clock hour, you will hear from a J6er who actually has an IMDb page, if you will. He's been in movies and kind of a famous name, Jay Johnson. So we'll revisit the J6 issue in the context of what's going on across the country. So much developing. We'll have it all for you. My take on how Caroline Leavitt did, the good, the bad, the wonderful. So we'll take you through all of it.
All right. Looking forward to that. Dawn is up next. Speaking of talking and bloviating, I'm done for the day. But we will be back tomorrow morning at 6 with a big take on Bobby and his confirmation hearing. Everybody have a great rest of your Wednesday. Dawn is next. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.